Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's show. I'm Kathy Robinson Pickett, your host, and I'm a woman with something to say. This week, I have with me one of my favorite people, Dr. Will Gregory, and he's going to tell you just a little bit about himself.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy and I met about 12 years ago at Florida Southern College, where I was a professor, and I was also in charge of AIDS education at the time there, and I was bringing in the AIDS quilt, and Kathy and her husband, who was not her husband at the time, Steve, walked right through the door, and we became fast friends and remain so today.
Absolutely. And Bill has a huge background in all kinds of things. Right now, he's a practicing therapist and hypnotherapist, both together in Naples and Bonita Springs. And I brought him here today, or actually I'm at his office today, to talk about stress reduction. And really to tie in the last two shows that we've done on bullying, we've had so many comments and letters and thoughts and tweets about things going on in the world today, and it really made me think about how high stress is, especially with the BP oil spill going on and all the other things going around. So I wanted to start by asking Bill if he had any pointers for people that may find themselves or their children in bullying situations or situations that are emotional to them about stress reduction.
Well, actually, Kathy, I see people all the time that have been bullied as children, and now they're either middle-aged or even older than middle-aged, and that bullying still affects them. I see it that comes out in their relationships and also in their workplace. They don't react normally to just any criticism at all to them, and so I work with them by going back to the actual event of where they were bullying, and when they were bullied as children, it was much more traumatic than anybody really knew at that time. And now as an adult, as it's playing out in their everyday lives, it's important to go back and process what they were doing. But the main thing to find out today as adults is that they're okay. And that's kind of how I process that and find ways for them to work through it.
So if a parent realizes right now that their child has been in a bad situation, what would be a couple of pointers you would have for them to help those kids process that situation?
Okay, that's really important, Kathy, to process the situation, because I think most of the problems with bullying is that children or even young adults and adolescents hide from the bullying. They don't acknowledge it for themselves. They don't acknowledge it to their parents, and they certainly don't even tell their friends or their teachers. Well, the first thing I would say is that, and I see this more in middle school kids. It was, first of all, middle school is just kind of a difficult time for everybody.
Boy, it is.
I've always said that the meanest animal on the face of the earth is an eighth grade girl who is learning to wear makeup.
I think we can all agree with that.
It's just not pretty. But for boys and girls of that age, what I would tell the parent to work with their student on is, first of all, love yourself. Love yourself as you are. Get used to the fact of who you're seeing in the mirror. That person's going to change drastically between eighth grade and adult. And that's the hardest thing, because eighth grade kids don't like themselves. They don't like themselves, and then they don't like their parents, then they don't like their teachers, but they're in love with their teachers, but they're in love with their parents. And it's just a hormone imbalance eruption, actually. But loving yourself is the first step. And then teaching the student to be happy to be different, that's difficult, because eighth graders don't want to be different. They all want to wear the same clothes. They want to have the same brands. And I think one of the best things that's happened in school is uniforms, for especially middle school students. Uniforms kind of is equalizer for all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
But being happy to be different, I work with adults on this. Adults who never found themselves. It's being able to be self-actualized, to find out that I'm okay with who I am. Another thing is to find one thing to be passionate about, whether it's baseball, tennis, golf, art, music, any of those things will work, because if you can find what you're about and not what everybody else wants you to be, it's empowering.
So that's great. Those are some really good tips. I think they're good for parents and for the kids alike. So really what I want to talk about this week with you is the stress that we're facing as a nation right now. I talk to people every day that watch the news 24/7. A lot of them, we all know that I'm a news junkie. We know that on my iPhone I have every news channel there is, because I freely admit that I'm a news junkie. But sometimes watching the news so much really builds our internal stress. Internal stress about things we can't even really do something about. Those of us on the Gulf Coast right now, we're stressed as we see businesses getting motel rooms canceled and restaurants that are empty because tourists aren't here, and what that may mean for our economy as we're still recovering. So those stressors that are bigger than us but affect us inside. Any tips for people?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of this began. It didn't just start this year. It didn't start with a new administration in Washington. It didn't start with the oil spill. I saw a major change in Americans at 9/11. Yeah. And what happened was parents brought their children together like a mother hen, and they caused the little biddies to come together and gave them all cell phones from 6 years old up, and they started knowing everything the child did. Now, as we got farther and farther away from 9/11, that should have been better. But in a way, the parents, because of helicopter parenting, and everybody's heard about that, the parents added more stress to the children by the umbilical cord that was with the cell phone, or calling ahead, being the person that goes to school and wants to know everything about their child. Involvement with parents and teachers is important, but there comes a time that you've got to let the student fend for themselves. But one of the things, if I were going to tell adults particularly how to be less stressed, I think one of the things that might help them is turn your phone off for 4 hours a day. We're a generation that is totally different from any other generation. When I was growing up, you had to stand in line to use the phone. When you were in college, you called home once a month because it cost so much. Now we're instant. If you think of something, you're on the phone calling the other person. All of those little pieces of information cause stress, not only on the person that you're calling, but also on you. You're having to process too much information at one time. So turning the cell phone off, which is difficult for most people, just figure a mini vacation and figure a time to not answer it for 4 hours. That shouldn't be that difficult, but it is really difficult. The second thing I would suggest to adults particularly is don't watch the news. Don't watch TV. Do something else. Get out and walk. Exercise is a great stress reliever, but walking is simple. And when you're walking, maybe listen to music, but don't listen to the radio. Think about pleasant things. And what I deal with stress reduction in the office a lot by having people replace their thoughts with a cloud. Literally nothing. It could be cotton or a cloud or whatever. But being able to take that mini vacation from reality and just breathe. Breathing really does help straighten the mind up.
That's really interesting for me, because we all know I've been stressed a lot lately. Got a lot of big life changes and that kind of thing. And a friend of mine the other day said to me, I was telling her, I said, you know, I can't even meditate. I'm someone who meditates every day, have for the last, you know, 15 years of my life, and I'm having a hard time meditating. And she actually had me pull out my iPhone, and we downloaded an app on my iPhone, and it was this game. But basically, it's a game that is just these birds of all different colors falling in front of you like a waterfall, and you're touching them to pop the birds by color, and your mind goes completely blank. All you see is that color coming in and going out, but you're not thinking about anything. And I thought, I am never, this is just the craziest thing. Well, the first time I played it, I thought I'd been playing it for 10 minutes. I was playing it for over an hour, but it was, my mind was totally quiet. So sometimes technology can help us get our mind quiet, right?
And actually, the iPhone is really good. That's just one app that you know about. They're simple little games that are mindless. That's what you want, is mindless. You want something just to do, keep your eye, hand coordination going, but you're not thinking.
Not those shoot 'em up kind of games.
Yeah, and it's totally that not thinking is where you want to be. You want to give your mind a rest, and that's where stress comes from. But meditation is very important, whether you're sitting on the beach and just looking at clouds and waves and literally thinking of nothing, being able to focus on something and breathe deeply. If I were to tell somebody an instant thing to do is really take 3 deep breaths and then think of the cloud and nothing else, and then exhale and think, relax. And another thing you can do is close your eyes and breathe calmly and make the alphabet with your eyes. Now, you have to think A, B, C as you're doing it, but by doing that, it defrags your brain. It allows you to just go into a zero zone, and that is a form of meditation, in a way, is a form of hypnosis.
Absolutely, and one of the things I learned early on, because when I first learned to meditate, it wasn't the popular thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. There wasn't 15 years ago, 18 years ago, I guess now, really, there weren't a lot of people meditating. There weren't a lot of people talking about it. But for my health, I had to learn this. And so one of my big tricks was I couldn't get quiet. I just couldn't get quiet. And a spiritual teacher that I was visiting at the time, Ma Jaya in Sebastian, said to me, when a thought comes in your head when you're trying to meditate, just say, just thinking, and let it go. And it's not about failing or being successful. Mm-hmm. It's just about trying to get our mind quiet. And I think as Americans, we have a hard time doing that.
And that's why I use the imagery of the cloud, replacing the thought with a cloud. Because if you start thinking cloud, it's hard to think of what's coming to your head. The other thing I would add to any of this is exercise. And it could be light exercise. It doesn't mean that you have to bulk up. It's just literally move. About the worst thing you can do is sit in one place. I think working in an office is difficult. I get up 3 or 4 times a day and just walk to the mailbox or even the trash pickup just to get up and do something and breathe the air outside and see the sky and just move, because moving helps. It does a lot for not only relaxation, but it gets rid of any kind of depressed feeling or feeling of loneliness.
I definitely agree with that, and I know we're almost out of time, but one other thing that I've really realized with people working in offices, because so many people today, even that work for nonprofits or in school, kids in school, they're under ultraviolet lights all the time, they're sitting, you know, in one space, they're having that. The lighting, I think lighting makes a big difference. I know at my office at Florida Southern, I always had lamps on and turned off the big lights. In your office here in Bonita, you have nice soft lighting that changes the way that our brain is having to fire.
Yeah, fluorescents are about the worst you can do. You're much better off with soft lighting. But one other thing that I was that just hit me was you really need to communicate personally. We've come to a point where everything is either a text, an email. You don't even call anymore. Our whole society is turning into something that is electronic. We need to be more human. When we talk to people and actually see body language and feel the other person, there's much more communication. that kind of communication is less stressful. You know what the person's really feeling. Communicating by text or email can really cause a lot of stress because the other person misreads it, and it's permanent too. That's another problem.
Absolutely. One of the things we had in our Straight Talk sessions, our nightly sessions that we were doing at Florida Southern, was I read an email that I had gotten. And every boy in the room heard the email one way, and every girl in the room heard the email another way. Completely different, exactly the same words, but they read it and heard it in a different way. And so I think all these are really, really good points. We're definitely going to have Dr. Gregory back on the show soon to talk about hypnotherapy and what that can do for us and as a population. Sometimes it's hard to be on a show that we are so short on time, but I really do appreciate you being here today, Will. This week is tying in, like I said, to the last two episodes because we've just gotten so much attention, so many tweets, so many emails from you about your stories. I just appreciate those so much, and I'm definitely using them in my programs and talking to people. So this week, if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, it's Straight Talk Pod. Our website is straighttalkwithkathy.com. You can reach us by email at straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. And if you'd like to talk to Will further, he would love to hear from you. His website is drwillgregory.com. Until next week, I hope you enjoy your time and be the boss of your brain.